Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having me. I have this opportunity to talk about the work that I've been doing for the past couple years. The title of the talk is Cultural Perceptions and Experiences on Postpartum Depression, or PPD, and Associated Traditions and Help-Seeking Behaviors Among Vietnamese, Chinese, and Asian Indian Mothers. We have, the authors and I have nothing to disclose. Probably the first couple of slides, everyone here pretty familiar with the background of the API population, but just in brief, Asian comprised of 5.6% of the U.S. population and has grown 46% between 2000 and 2010, faster than any other racial group. And then for Chinese Americans, Vietnamese Americans, and Asian Indian Americans, there are three of the top or the largest four Asian American groups in the United States. A little background on postpartum depression, PPD. It is the onset of a major mood disorder that occurs typically between 4 weeks and 12 months postpartum. And research has shown it affects about in one in five postpartum mothers in the Western world. And depending on the study you read, up to 55% in diverse cultures, as we all know, it really would depend on how they collected their data, et cetera. And PPD, though, similar to other mental health or depression in general, is easily identified and treated. A lot of studies have shown that about half of all postpartum mothers unfortunately go undiagnosed. Some of the adverse consequences of untreated PPD include the fact that it affects the maternal-child bond, infant behavior, cognitive development of the infant, family functioning, withdrawal from family and friends, thoughts of harming self or infant, and child readiness for school. Unfortunately, there are disparities in the identification of PPD and in the treatment as well. A majority of research currently focuses on the non-Hispanic white populations. Little PPD research has occurred or been conducted with Asian populations. I'm part one of the authors for a paper, a literature review paper that's under review right now, and to date there's only been 8 studies that focuses on Asian populations and PPD. Studies in Asian countries of origin suggest PPD rates of 17 to 33%, and as I mentioned earlier, rates vary widely due to differing methods, study samples, and specific Asian subgroups studied. And not to many of you probably are aware that depression is hugely stigmatized in Asian cultures. So our study objective was to compare and contrast perceptions and experiences on PPD and associated help-seeking behaviors among Asian American mothers. This was an exploratory study. We used mixed methods, and this was conducted in Northern California. The convenience sample comprised of 42 postpartum mothers. They were recruited through various methods, flyers, word of mouth, emails, listservs, and providers themselves, and community organizations. I should actually included that. Interviews were conducted in English, Chinese, or Vietnamese. All the interviews for the Asian Indian mothers with an N of 12 were conducted in English, and for the Chinese mothers, all of them were conducted in English with the exception of one mother with an N of 15. For the Vietnamese mothers, there was also an N of 15. About half of the interviews were conducted in Vietnamese, and the other half were conducted in English. Although I should say, if you read the transcripts for the Vietnamese mothers, oftentimes they would revert and actually speak in Vietnamese, particularly when they were referring to their cultural traditions and cultural identity and so forth. So And then when you ask them why you're speaking Vietnamese, would you prefer speaking Vietnamese? And they would say, well, we just thought you, or I just thought you prefer for me to speak in English. So, even though it's 50%, it was really, I would say 75% or 80%. And for the sample, they were Vietnamese Chinese or Asian Indian, self-identified, and 18 years or older, and they had to have a single live birth within the past 12 months. For the quantitative measures, we had a demographic survey. We used the 10-item Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Screening Scale, or EPDS, which is a very popular, validated, reliable scale used widely in many studies. It assesses the frequency of depressive symptoms within the past week and for postpartum mothers. But I should say studies have shown that this scale is pretty valid as well among or to detect depression in general as well. Each item is rated on a 4-point scale, 0 to 3, with a total possible score ranging from 0 to 30. An EPDS score of 10 or greater suggests PPD, and we also had a mental health services questionnaire. This was only used for Vietnamese and Chinese mothers because this study was explorative in nature. We had to get funding through various sources, and our first study was with Asian Indian mothers, and then after our near completion of that, we realized, oh, we should have a mental health services questionnaire. When we tried to do the Chinese and Vietnamese studies. So unfortunately, we only have data for that for Vietnamese and Chinese mothers for mental health services. And mothers were asked to report their past year and lifetime mental health services utilization experiences and satisfaction with the types of services that they sought. For the qualitative arm of the study, we had used a semi-structured interview guide, and the questions were guided by the Anderson and Adai behavioral or access to care and behavioral model. Participants were asked to describe how PPD is viewed in their culture, their postpartum traditions, and help-seeking attitudes and behaviors, including health services utilization. Some examples of the questions include, what would you do if you felt sad or depressed? Would you seek help? What do your family and friends think about sadness and depression? And for data analysis, for quantitative, because they're so small, we just did simple descriptive statistics, and qualitative analysis we performed using in vivo, and we did content analysis. So in terms of the sample, you can see here that the first column is all mothers, Chinese, and then Asian, Indian, and Vietnamese. Pretty similar in age. There's for this slide, there was nothing significantly different from each other except for the employment status. There was a significant difference there. Given, I think, because we are located in San Jose, in the Silicon Valley area, we tend, probably compared to the general Asian American population, tend to have pretty educated population here. But if you look at the nativity, majority of the mothers were not born in the U.S. and are foreign born. Now, and if you can look at the number of years lived in the U.S., that varied as well, but there's no significant difference there. In terms of postpartum in months, so how many months has it been, or time has it been since they had their baby? And so you can see here for all mothers that's 7.7 months, and type of delivery, and you can see the proportions broken down there, and method of feeding. We collected this data to see if there might have been a difference between those who maybe had a C-section versus not as, for depression, but there was no difference. Okay, so lifetime depression. 11.9% of all mothers reported that they had lifetime depression, And then for Chinese is 13.3%, Asian Indian 8.3%, and Vietnamese 13.3%. And then with the APDS, for possible depression, about 24% of all mothers had postpartum depression, 1 in 5 Chinese, 16.7% Asian Indian, and about a third of Vietnamese mothers had postpartum depression. So it was significantly higher. And for receipt of mental health services, half of Chinese mothers reported they have ever received mental health services. So that it was pretty high, but only 6.7% of Vietnamese mothers reported ever receiving mental health services. And I'll have other slides in a moment to show, or right here, what type of services. For Vietnamese mothers, 6.7% translates to one mother out of the 15 said they had ever received mental health help, and she said that she was quote unquote satisfied with it. So they could have said they were very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied, or neutral. And the mental health service sought from this particular mother was from a nurse, occupational therapist, or other health professional. For Chinese mothers, half reported ever receiving mental health help, as I mentioned previously. 21.4% use a non-internet self-help group, and 7.1% use an internet support group or chat room. 14.3% said that they have gone to a session of psychological counseling or therapy that lasted 30 minutes or more with any type of professional. 14.3% had reported that they had received prescription medicine. The type of professionals visited varied, and they were all quote-unquote satisfied with their experiences with these professionals. Professionals included general practitioner, a medical doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, nurse, occupational therapist, or other health professional. 14.3% visited a healer or herbalist and were very satisfied with their treatments. 7.1% sought help from a social worker and from a counselor and were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. And then 7.1% sought help from a religious spiritual advisor and was very satisfied. So a commonality I saw here was that those who sought help from a healer or a religious or spiritual person tended to be more, report that they were more satisfied or very satisfied or satisfied versus other types of professionals. Okay, so in terms of the qualitative findings, which I think is very interesting, no bias there. For postpartum traditions, majority of Vietnamese and Asian Indian mothers and only a third of the Chinese mothers reported that postpartum traditions played important roles in their well-being as well as maintaining strong cultural values. So pretty consistently, the Vietnamese and Asian Indian mothers said their culture was pretty important, postpartum traditions were pretty important for them. But for Chinese mothers, only a third said that it was important for them. However, some Vietnamese and Asian Indian mothers also reported feelings of isolation and desiring experiencing postpartum traditions more frequently. So even if they had some postpartum traditions that they experienced, they either felt it wasn't enough or for those who didn't have any, felt like they wanted some. For the mothers who were experiencing some postpartum traditions or had some postpartum traditions, they oftentimes talk about what it was like, what it would have been like if they were back at home. For example, a lot of Asian Indian mothers said they constantly referred back to what it would have been like in India. They would have a lot more family helping, they wouldn't be doing anything, they would essentially be getting a lot more support than here and in the U.S. For Chinese mothers, some Chinese mothers reported that regardless of their belief system for postpartum traditions, they still participated in them out of respect for their elders or the culture. And because they also didn't see, quote unquote, the harm in doing so. Well, it's just not going to hurt me, so I might as well do it to please the elders. And then some Vietnamese mothers admit it, not understanding the reasons behind the postpartum traditions, but still participate in these as well. Some examples of shared postpartum traditions across all cultural groups include the one-month celebration, offering, or worship. So what that is, it means is the baby would turn 1 month old, and for the Asian Indian culture, for example, there would be a naming ceremony, and for Chinese and Vietnamese culture, there would be a party or celebration. Mothers are supposed to remain at home for about a month in bed rest. So they are have physical limitations, and they're not supposed to leave the household. And family and friends are supposed to help after the birth. Examples of similar postpartum traditions include warm heating practices for healing, no showering or bathing for about a month, and in the Vietnamese and Chinese culture, place hot charcoals on the mother's midsection in order to prevent blood clots from the Vietnamese culture. Now, I didn't have hot charcoals on my stomach, but I had something hot, very hot, on mine with my mother's insistence. So I did, again, participate in that particular tradition. And then you can see some other ones. One thing that was interesting here on the third bullet, Vietnamese moms and Chinese moms are not supposed to consume cold foods in order to help with their recovery and have longevity. However, for the Asian Indian mothers, they're encouraged to consume milk and tea as they are considered cold foods and are thought to be beneficial in returning the new mother's state of balance, etc. So that was contradictory. So the foremost perception about the cause of sadness and depression for mothers were that the stress or having baby, being a new parent was probably the primary reason, and also not having social support. Okay, I had a 5-minute thing, so I'm going to move forward. Some other common contributors to sadness, depression, probably found in general depression as well. Many of these mothers report having feelings of sadness that they would not talk to their healthcare provider or seek professional help. So that was across all cultural groups. For Chinese mothers, it was interesting that a number of them said that people might not recognize depression, thus would not know that they need to seek help. And they also thought that providers should be talking about depression or mental health during the prenatal visits rather than after childbirth, because after childbirth you're kind of not really all there. I can speak from experience. So, and across all groups, many part of the PPD is not understood in their specific culture. Most Vietnamese and Asian Indian mothers and about half of Chinese mothers reported that they would seek professional help if they needed it and stated that families would play a significant role in whether they would seek help. And only if their sadness or depression was extremely severe with and or professional help was their last resort. However, about half of Chinese mothers said, as I mentioned earlier, said that they would, in addition to having social support, seek professional help, particularly from their PCP or midwife if they really needed it. And that coincides with the fact that half of the Chinese mothers reported that they have ever sought mental health services. All mothers across groups said they would use alternative resources, including CAM and social support, and you engage in other activities. And Chinese mothers also recommended said that they would rather do research online themselves to find out what they should do. Cultural barriers to help seeking include stigma, depression not existing in their culture, lack of culturally appropriate care, and many mothers said that they didn't know about culturally appropriate group, whether culturally appropriate care existed or not. Let's see. I wanted to read a quote here from an Asian Indian mother. I remember getting one of those Indian magazines and finding the name of the therapist. And when I called them up, the first thing they said is, does he hit you? And I thought, okay, so I guess that's what this kind of therapy is for. But I honestly didn't think that there would be something that was culturally appropriate for the type of help that I needed at that point. I just want to end it with quotes because this is a largely qualitative study. Vietnamese mother, I think our Vietnamese never come to those services. Our Vietnamese are very strong. American always come to see counselors. Majority of our Vietnamese don't come to see these professions. I have a strong mind. I am sad, but I don't need to see them. And a Chinese mother, no, I don't think there's such a thing as postpartum depression in Chinese culture, as far as I know. People definitely don't talk about it because I don't hear about it. So if Chinese women do get postpartum depression, I don't feel like there's a lot of resources for them or a lot of help. Am I out of time? Okay. So, and the conclusion is pretty the same. And I'll guess if you have any questions at the end, you can ask. Thank you.